This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 10, 2008. Mustard seeds. The scripture is Luke 1, verse 48. He has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. Today, we've read Mary's song, in which she ponders what God is doing in and through her. Among other things, she points us to something we've been learning lately. God loves to sidestep the mighty people of the world and accomplish his will through people from whom no one expects great things. Years later, the little one that Mary is carrying within her will use a visual symbol, the mustard seed, to teach about small beginnings. The mustard seed is as small as the point of a pen, but it grows into a plant so big that birds can nest in it. God's mustard seed approach to building his kingdom is evident in the baby of Bethlehem and the cross on which he eventually died. Through the atoning death of Christ, God has established his powerful kingdom against which no gate or army can stand. In the past, there were also other stories of God using small or unlikely instruments to accomplish his will. Elderly Abraham and Sarah, the powerless Hebrew slaves in Egypt, Rahab, the woman from Jericho, David, Jesse's youngest son. Mustard seeds. Are there still mustard seeds today? Well, God continues to build his kingdom, often using people from whom no one expects great things. Can you think of some mustard seeds sprouting in your church today? Would you pray with me? Father, we are thankful for the mustard seeds you are planting and nourishing today. Open our eyes to see where you are at work, and use us in your kingdom too. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.